This richly decorated rice barn from the Indonesian island of Sulawesi is both the hallmark exhibit of the new Rautenstrauch-Jost Museum and the largest object in the museum's collection. Made of wood, bamboo and rattan, it's a magnificent example of the traditional architecture and woodworking skills of the Sadan Toraja. In the Toraja settlements, the rice barn and the dwelling house form a unit. They are the social and religious center for the Rapu, the extended family unit. The dwelling house is private in character and is referred to as mother, while the barn is public and known as father. The platform of the barn is used to work, but also to rest on, and to receive guests and hold celebrations. It's the place where newborns are officially welcomed into society and deceased family members are bid farewell.
Ornate carvings are a privilege of noble families, and their carvers enjoy great prestige. Long years of training, great manual skill, and much experience are needed before a carver can satisfy the demands of tradition and artistry. The rice barn you see here was created by the renowned wood carver Ne Kambane in 1935 and acquired by the Rautenstrauch-Jost Museum in 1984. New material for the roof was collected on Sulawesi in late 2007, and the roof itself replaced the following summer by three Toraja craftsmen. Watch them at work on the monitors in front of the narrow sides of the rice barn. The rice barn touches on all of the themes explored in the theme-based exhibition People in Their Worlds, and is thus emblematic of the new Rautenstrauch-Jost Museum Cultures of the World as a whole. If you'd like to know more about it, have a look at the monitors on the railing alongside the barn.